International film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
We were lost in the middle of the media's boom. We looked around, found a real show in some pool. Heard the snow.
I wish the boys from Off the Hook Radio would leave me the fuck alone. Can I touch your bonus hole?
Already with the hole.
Already with the hole.
It's been 3 weeks, so yeah, already with the hole.
My bonus hole's perfectly fine the way it is. Thank you. I don't know about my streaming or my microphone or all these other friggin' problems we're having, but let's try and muddle through. Yeah, hello and welcome to Off the Hook Radio 2.0 for October 24th.
2023.
It's a good thing nothing happened since we were last on 3 weeks ago, huh? Nothing at all. Nothing. I mean, we still got Democrats bullshitting their way to socialism and Republicans acting like children who don't want to eat their vegetables. But I'll say one thing about the McCarthy ouster, the short-term CR he got passed, that's a continuing resolution for those of you in Rio Linda. That did keep the government open. Can you imagine how much worse all this would be if Republicans had let the government close? With one half of one third of our government in Republican hands, all y'all who think it should be, that's Southern for
all y'all.
All y'all who think it should be 100% right-wing governance are a big part of the problem. You need to learn that the perfect is the enemy of the good. Live with the good, win an election, move on. I've said that before, but obviously it needs repeating because the world hasn't fixed itself yet, has it? More people need to watch this damn show.
It's never going to fix itself.
Anyway, speaking of perfect, I saw Rick's future license plate the other day.
Oh, God, I can't wait.
This is from out of state, so Rick, I'm pretty sure this should be available for Florida.
All right, I'm ready.
No.
Rick will nut for bucks. show him the regular price, Slim.
And this is why.
This is the regular price.
Okay.
But he is running holiday specials.
All right. Nut for bucks.
Yes.
Halloween special?
I don't know about your Halloween. If you had a Halloween, you could be getting $3,500, are you?
No. It'd have to be a non-Halloween, a solid weenie.
Need a solid weenie.
Yeah, not a Halloweeny.
Yeah, you're just doing it in a cup anyway. It doesn't really much matter. I mean, come on. Anyway, hey, so before I get into all the stuff that gets me upset, let's do this week in football. What do you think, Slim? Is that all right?
We can do that. I mean, you usually wait till the middle, but I'll start off with football.
Rick, are we okay doing this week in football?
I'm fine with football.
While we're doing this, go on the Florida website and see if you can get that license plate.
Not for bucks.
Not for bucks. Okay? I'm pretty sure it's...
Sorry.
Anyway, this is my hit of the week. Here we go.
Wow.
Run it again.
I heard that crap.
Okay. Here, I'll run it again. Here we go. Here we go. Wow, he hit him like a tank.
Body bag time there, baby.
He didn't go. The other guy didn't go down too. That was like a crack.
Yeah, well, I've been on the yellow jerseys guys side of that. And actually, my first reaction is like, yeah. And then my second reaction is, did I kill him? Fortunately, I never killed anybody. But hopefully there's no Dane Bramage for that young man.
There very well could be.
Because he was wearing his helmets and damn shoulder pads. Mm-hmm. 1986 Rodney Dangerfield comedy special. People out there going, I've heard that somewhere before.
That one I haven't heard.
No? Okay.
No.
That was the one where the world was introduced to Sam Kinison and Roseanne Barr on the same show. It was one of the best comedy specials of all time. It was really great. So then we go from real football to this week in TMZ football. And this week in TMZ football, we've got this. Eagles fans telling TMZ what's going on. Kelsey Cox hurts Swift. Yeah, okay, there you go. I think that's self-explanatory.
That was good. That was
you like
good.
That one, Slim?
I like that one. I saw that one earlier in the week and thought that was funny.
I posted that thing last week.
Maybe it was you that I saw post it.
And of course, since we're always on the cutting edge of snark evolution, and we are that, if nothing else.
Snark. We got
We have the Swift Kelsey breakup song in advance. Because that's how we roll here, and we've got AI now, so go ahead, Slim.
You stole my heart, you intercepted it. Now you're gone, have to accept it. Did I meet your mom too soon? Or did I do what I always do? Yeah, we made it to the 50, and then you kissed me. We made it to the 40, a new love story. We made it to the 30, and you did me dirty right then. You put the ending tight end, and as I touched down, just like you in a game, I'm in another town, and nothing feels the same. Wish I could go back when we met that day. Oh, whoa, and throw a flag on the play.
He did her dirty right there in the 30.
That was good.
Yeah, I started to like Kelsey better, even though he does that stupid Pfizer commercial. Get your jabs. Get your jabs. And have a heart attack. Fuck you. I'm not even getting the goddamn flu shot anymore, I don't think. Anyway. You get the flu shot, Rick? You're old fart like me.
I normally do, but I didn't get it yet.
Yeah?
I usually get it like first November. Yeah, and flu shots have no problem because I get them. I have no
reaction. They make me tired the day I get them usually.
Yeah, most people, I think that's the way it is with a lot of people.
You think I should get it anyway?
I think you should get it anyways. I don't need you.
I just had my heart fixed. I'm like living dangerously now.
Yeah, I don't need you to die. Yeah. I already had to call 911 on somebody today that was having a heart attack. So I don't need to do it again.
At your place?
Yeah, actually, my girl at work this morning, she had a heart attack.
Really? How old?
68, I believe.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Damn, 9 o'clock this morning, I had triple stent, I think, is what I heard.
Triple stent.
Yeah, it was what they ended up doing at the cath lab.
Well, and then she survived.
Yeah, she survived, but not good.
All right, well,
anyways, that's okay.
Well, I'm glad we did a little something to make you smile here at the beginning, because the next couple minutes won't make anybody smile.
No, unfortunately, no.
On October 7th, Hamas fighters attacked the civilian population of Israel in the south, outside of Gaza. Why? Well, the media keeps forgetting to tell you this, but I'm here. I'm going to tell you. It's very simple. Israel and Saudi Arabia were very close to adding the kingdom to the Abraham Accords. You remember those? You know, remember when Trump and his Jewish son-in-law got a peace deal between Israel, the UAE, Bahrain, Sudan, and Morocco in 5 months. It all took them 5 months. It's called the Abraham Accords, as Abraham was the patriarch of Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. It was to meet the shared threat of Iran. Now, I'm not going to spend 10 minutes explaining Iran's 24 years of evil.
24?
44.
Probably even more than that.
It's a typo. 1978. 40, how many is that? 45. I have a typo. I apologize.
That's right. But I'm just saying Iran's been evil for more than even 44 years. They've been evil forever.
No, it's 44. It's 44, not 24. Because remember, on November 4th, 1979, that's when 52 American embassy personnel were taken hostage and held for 444 days by Iran. It wrecked Carter. Then Reagan came in and basically asked, during the transition, asked if the Iranians all wanted to die. Apparently they didn't, because the captives were released on Inauguration Day, January 20th, 1981. They understand strength, but the Saudi-Israel deal, combined with the feckless appeasement towards them by this wussy administration, prompted the attack. And we've got an opening pick here for you. Why would anyone ever need an AR-15? Well, you're at a peace rally concert rave out in the desert. And about 40 or 50 Hamas guys get hang gliders and start dropping in on you because they know you don't have any guns because it's a peace rally. Kill it, son. You need an AR-15. I've got my shirt on that says, nobody needs an AR-15. Nobody needs a whiny little bitch either, yet there you are, bitching about my shirt. Yeah. They didn't need as many. They killed 260 of the 1,000 people at that concert. 260 of them. They didn't need that many Hamas guys to do it either, because they knew it was a peace rally. Nobody had any guns or nothing. There was nobody there. There was some ambulance medical people there and shit, but there was no real security. Couple guys on the outskirts, a couple policemen on the outskirts. That was about it. So they had to deal with about 4 or 5 people. So it wasn't going well for them. But the Hamas hang gliding people, they came in, they killed 260 out of about 1,000. And then the other 1,000 Hamas fighters attacked Israel towns all over the area in southern Israel. Many were dressed as IDF, in IDF, that's Israel Defense Force. I know I got real into listeners. Why? Because Israelis all have guns at home, and most have safe rooms, but they're not immediately going to fire on a friendly uniform.
Well, so they opened the doors when they knocked, and then they just blew their heads off.
Yep. And one of the things they did in one of the towns was the town was considerably older on one side than the other side, and the safe room requirement that came in I think 1993 in Israel, every new construction had to have a safe room that could withstand a bomb attack and bullets. These older towns, the older side didn't have those, so they went to the older side, fired their guns in the air, got the alarms to go off. Everybody rushes out of their house to go to their safe rooms.
It's a shooting gallery.
It was a shooting gallery. So they did, and they raped women, some outside in the street, some so badly they broke their pelvis. They threw grenades in shelters where children were taking shelter behind adults. They decapitated women, children, babies. They cut a baby out of a mother, cut off her breasts, cut the father's eyes out after they did that. Then they killed the father and the mother. Many were flex cuffed together and then burned alive. You know, the Hamas charter calls for the death of Israel and all Jews. So you guys remember 9/11, the Palestinians dancing in jubilation at the death of 3,000 Americans? Mm-hmm. They weren't all Jews. Hamas managed to kill 1,400 mostly Jews. And then they took 200 and some hostages. You know, one point I wanted to bring up, it's not in my notes, but I found out this evening, of the hostages that Hamas took, they have 33 different countries represented there. Now, a lot of them might be dual citizens, Israeli and something else.
Oh, we really lost him for that one.
But there are 30 froze. Let me freeze on that one. Apologize.
Okay. Okay. That's okay.
But 33 other countries are represented down in those holes in Gaza.
Well, so this makes me believe that they didn't have any care of who they took. They weren't necessarily targeting just Jews if they were going after, you know, they had
Americans. Oh, sure they were. They're all I'm sure they're all Jews. That's why they're visiting Israel, or 99% of them are Jews. But the point is,
I guess I didn't think of it that way.
The point is, they didn't care what countries they're from. They just wanted negotiating people. Hmm. But the left was quiet about 9/11 for a little while, you know, a few months, and then it became U.S. brought this on themselves. Well, we didn't do anything about that attitude, and that attitude was prevalent in United States academia. We let it continue for another 20 years. We only had one leader who tried to address it, but he got waylaid by China and the leftists in D.C. So after 1,300-plus Israelis are brutally slaughtered, this is what we get from a college professor in Pennsylvania from Temple University. Listen to this crap.
I think that we should all give an applaud right now to Hamas for a job well done. When they woke up in the morning and they found the field hands in the house with a knife ready to cut their fucking throats. I was late to the news, but when I heard it, I smiled. I don't want to hear that bullshit. 250 innocent Israelis are dead. Fuck them! Again, I swear, I salute Hamas. A job well done.
What a painting here in America meant to us that what happened yesterday was terrorism. What happened yesterday was freedom fighters fighting for freedom. And I want to make one point. Every person that died yesterday was not innocent. It's our job. It's our job here in the West to wake people up.
That's right.
It's our job to show people who the real terrorists.
Yes.
It's our job to show and fight.
Yeah. Now let me ask you a question, guys. What's a bigger danger to America, the people who entered the Capitol building on January 6th, or these fuckers?
These fuckers. Well,
these fuckers, but they're not going to federal prison and everybody else in capital R. So. No.
The one guy teaches. Okay, the other woman, she shouldn't even be here. We should never let her in if they'd have vetted these people. And then we look at our southern border. We're letting in 2.5 million people a year who don't give a flying fuck about our country's flag either.
Where's this guy a teacher?
Temple, I believe.
Temple? Jesus Christ. And then that video is from October 8th, and no one's called for his
That was the day after it happened.
Yeah, and
that's
no
why
one's
I said 250, because they didn't have the numbers yet.
Right.
They only knew about the kids at the rally. Did you hear? He called them field hands. See, that's their problem. To them, the Palestinians are the oppressed. And Israel is the oppressor. And I can see where they get that. But let me ask you this, guys. How many Arab countries are willing to take the Palestinians in? Do you know?
I don't think very many. I think it might be zero.
That would be the correct answer. None. Egypt doesn't want them. Jordan sure as hell don't want them. Saudi don't want them. The UAE don't want them. The rest of them can't afford them anyway. No, nobody wants them. Why? Because they're a bunch of goddamn troublemakers run by Iran.
Now, what would have happened if Trump had went to Temple University and gave that same speech?
The same one the Jews?
Yeah, what that professor gave. What would happen if Trump had gave that same exact speech? He'd be... He'd
off the jail.
They would try. They would kill him if he said that same thing. But this guy can say it, and then nobody...
Yeah, I saw a guy from Turning Point USA, a young guy. He's a reporter. He got the shit beat out of him by a bunch of Palestinian protesters a couple days ago. You know, these people, they don't care about life. And this crap about, oh, they're so oppressed, they're so oppressed. Israel got out of Gaza in what, 2008 or 2005? It was a long time ago. Okay. Gaza is on the Mediterranean. It's got 20 some miles of beachfront. Okay. They could have turned Gaza into Shangri-La if they wanted to. It's a beautiful area. What'd they turn it into? Nothing. It's slums and a place for Hamas to practice up, store their missiles and kill Jews, because that's all they want to do is kill Jews. Well, guess what? The Jews are coming to kill you. And if Biden gets in the fucking way, they're going to tell Biden to eat it. You know, Israel can drop a nuke on Tehran if they want to. They can do it.
Yeah, but, now, you know,
we would swear off of them if they did that. But I'm just saying, it's the wrong country to fuck with, you jerks.
Yeah, but
why do you think everybody else is making peace with them?
If Israel drops a nuke on Iran, it's mutually assured destruction. As soon as the first nuke flies, we're all fucked. So, I mean,
not if it goes on Iran. Iran doesn't have any, and nobody's going to defend them.
Sure, they are going to.
You know, China and Russia will bitch and stuff, but they ain't going to shoot at us over blowing up Tehran. They're just using them. They don't care. I don't think anything. But it won't happen. But I'm saying, if it did happen, I don't think there'd be any reaction to it, other than good, they're gone. But there's a lot of good people in Iran. I know Iranian people. They're terrific people. There's nothing wrong with them. It's the Muslim extremists that run their country that there's a problem with, and they're the ones funding Hamas and Hezbollah. So screw them. If you're happy over terrorist murders, you know, fuck you. And then Biden came out with his speech. You guys see any of Biden's speech on this?
Yeah, he's a joke.
I mean, if you're expecting Biden to give an inspirational speech to the country, it's sort of like expecting Democrats on Capitol Hill to act like patriots.
Right.
Or for that matter, you know, piss off both sides, I don't care. For Republicans to act like adults, because neither one's happening in the near future. So here we are. You know, I saw American Woman on TV last night. She's a survivor of the massacre at the music festival in Israel. And based on what I'm about to show you, you might understand why she said this. She said it felt safer to her in Israel as a Jew than it does in the United States right now. And she's probably right. I mean, there's clips of mayhem from California, Chicago, New York, Boston out there. This, however, is from Minnesota. And this is a little long, but I just want to play this whole thing, because this was recorded by the pro-Palestinian protest people. They're the voices that you hear on it. They're the ones controlling the drone. They're the ones whose people are trying to open this guy's car door and attack him, because I guess he didn't want to stop and genuflect to Hamas. He wanted to go the fuck home. And it was an elderly gentleman, white, of course. So, I mean, he must be an oppressor, right? I guess that makes us all oppressors.
We are.
All right. So anyway, this is the reel from Minnesota. Check this out.
Here. I know.
Can you imagine being the man in that car?
It's pretty crazy.
He's an older man too. You know, if that was me in my car, there would be about 8 or 10 people with bullet holes in them. You try and bust into my car, my life's you're putting my life in danger, and I'm fighting back. That guy couldn't. He's in Minnesota, and he's probably a liberal white guy. But I mean, you know, what the hell? Is Hamas now, you know, Hamas murderers are now George Floyd's? I mean, is that what this has come to? Oh, let's go murder 1,300 and some Israelis, and then we'll get treated like George Floyd with a cop with his knee on his neck. Oh, and then they give out his plate number over the air. And then she's yelling, get back in the streets, get back in the streets. He has to come back. I mean, this is America?
Isn't there a couple of states where there's laws now that you can run over protesters there in the road?
Yeah, Rick and I live in one of them.
We need to make that a law everywhere. If you're in the road protesting, your ass gets run over. Get the fuck out of the road.
But it's horrible. I mean, the Palestinians are the oppressed to the left wing. But it cracked me up because Hollywood was quiet for a few days on this one. They didn't know which side to take. But the not-so-bright elites decided it was okay for Hamas to be mass murderers if we deem you oppressed. You know, and I don't blame them. They're not that bright. But there's plenty of people in Hollywood that, you know, are like, this is bullshit. This is insane. Bill Maher's one of them. Bunch of big name people you've actually heard of are defending Israel. The short-sightedness of being on the Hamas side is rather obvious to those of us who aren't brainwashed from some radical asshole like that temple professor. And there is some pushback out there. Not all leftists are Nazi sympathizers. But the White House, unfortunately, speaks out of both sides of their mouth with their forked tongue. They appear to be because, I mean, she tried to walk this back today, but there's no walking this back. This is this week in KGP. Here you go.
Right now about the potential rise of anti-Semitism in light of everything that's going on in Israel.
So a couple of things. We have not seen any credible threats. I know there's been always questions about credible threats. And so just want to make sure that that's out there. But look, Muslim and those perceived to be Muslim have endured a disproportionate number of hate-fueled attacks. And certainly President Biden understands that many of our Muslim, Arab Americans and Palestinian American loved ones and neighbors are worried about the hate being directed at their communities. And that is something you heard the president speak to in his address just last Thursday. And so one of the things that the president has done is directed his team, Homeland Security team, to prioritize prevention and disruption of any emerging threats that could harm the Jewish, the Muslim, Arab Americans, or any other communities. And that is something that the president has sought to do and since day one. As you know, the president ran on you know, protecting communities, obviously, but bringing people together, the soul, protecting the soul of the nation. And so that is something that the president takes very, very seriously. You know, we're going to continue to denounce any sort of hate towards any American here. And so that's what we're going to continue to be steadfast on. Again, he has advised, directed his Homeland Security team to make sure that they're on top of this.
Did Kamala write that answer?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was trying to line up my iron sights. No, that was bullshit. I mean, she threw in a little bit of pee-pee cock at the end about, oh, we don't want anybody getting hurt. But the Muslims in America, we don't want them being oppressed. We don't want them being oppressed. The Hollywood idiots will get upset with us. Well,
they must think she doesn't know what she said, dude.
She read it off her paper, though, Slim. That's what makes me so mad.
It was just a giant fucking huge word mess. It
we
was
know
word
she's stupid,
like
right?
Kamala. Yes, she's as dumb as a box of rocks.
So if she just made this up off the top of her head, I could forgive her maybe.
No, she didn't. You're right. But then I just, because you always see her flip to her page in her book so she can read her notes. She goes, oh, I got hold on.
I mean, it's unbelievable. And they must think the media is so corrupt that nobody's going to call this bullshit out. And the media is kind of corrupt, although I'll tell you what happened in a minute. But here's proof that the Muslims aren't being impressed. Here's the actual FBI hate crime statistics, because Fox News put it up.
And we lost him.
For the show. 1,387 anti-Jewish hate crimes, 245 Islamic. That's 6-1, isn't it?
Yeah.
6-1.
I don't know math that well, but yeah.
Yeah, it isn't the Islamic people that are having the hate crimes against them. It's the Jewish people. And that 1,347 against the Jews, that was 51% of all FBI hate crime statistics for the year 2022. What percentage of the population are Jewish Americans?
Don't know.
A little less than 2. Yet they're 51% of the hate crimes. So you think we've let a few too many assholes in from other countries? Maybe.
You know, it's funny that statistics don't lie, but they...
Corinne Jean-Pierre does.
But that's the thing. Statistics don't lie, but they don't want us to believe the statistics, so they fabricate all sorts of different things. I don't know how they can't look at this and just understand.
Because the media doesn't hold them to account. That's why. They figure they can get away with about any bullshit.
That's true.
You know, there's 1.9 billion Muslims in the world. And you guys know how many Jews there are in the entire world?
Well, I only do because it's in front of me. But
well, then tell them.
15 million.
15 million versus 1.9 billion. Hmm. And half of the 15 million Jews were leftists until October 7th. So there weren't that many that really defended Israel. But if you're against Israel, to me, you're aiding and abetting terrorism. You're aiding and abetting medieval torture and murder. This is a matter of right and wrong, not right and left. Well, everything isn't right and left, people.
I know it's a matter of right and wrong, but in my opinion, this is just another one of those things that, quite honestly, we just need to stay the fuck out of it, mind our own business. These people have been fighting for years and years and years. In years. Thank you, Rick. Centuries. So fucking just let them do it.
Oh, yeah.
Let them just fight.
I'm tired of wars over religion. But this is a war because of who they are, not because they're doing anything to them. They gave them Gaza. They gave, you know, the West Bank, you can argue about that. But those assholes in Gaza are the ones who said, oh, let's elect Hamas. Well, why they say let's elect Hamas? Because Hamas killed people that were against them. Shit.
But this is not our problem. But this is not
our problem. Hamas killed people that were against them in that one election that they held in 2007. They only had one election.
But this is not our problem. We have people in California that shit on sidewalks, and we have people in Flint, Michigan that don't have drinking water, and we have all sorts of our own problems right here in
our
own fucking country. There you go. Okay, the train wreck there. We have all of our own problems here in Superfund sites that need to be cleaned up in disaster areas. Fuck everybody else. Take care of us first once. For once. Rick, everybody else.
I know you wear glasses, but you can see good. Because my camera's screwed up today, it's not in the right position. You can see my little plaque that's above my Let's Go Brandon flag. Can you read what it says? Or is it too far away?
Too far back.
All right. It's a quote from Martin Luther King that's been on the wall of my office for over 30 years. It says, we must learn to live together as brothers or perish together as fools. Nobody pays attention to that anymore, do they? Yeah. I think the worst thing that ever happened to this country was the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr.
Well, yeah.
But... I mean, in this era, I mean, the Civil War was obviously... worse, but still. Anyway, hey, it's time for a break, so let's do a nice one. This is music and animals. This will cheer everybody up.
All right, here we go. Maybe. We'll be right back.
cats are still evil.
No, they're not.
I thought I fixed that. I guess not. Or it went back to where it was. I don't know. How's that?
It's nope. Beautiful.
It's still awful. I don't know why. The camera moved before the show started. I don't know how the hell that happened. Anyway, not going to worry about it now. So China Joe's out there with this Bidenomics crap again. And I heard some Dems aren't happy about it because they know it's gobbledygook trying to cover for all the terrible decisions he's made economically in his administration. An example of Bidenomics right here. Yeah, this is Bidenomics comes to Walmart. There you go.
It's the truth.
Now, see if I fix the camera, Slim.
Oh, okay. You want to see if you fix the camera?
It's crooked, but it's closer. Okay, that's fine. Yep. Bidenomics comes to Walmart, creating American jobs for machines. All right. Yeah, they tell us inflation's down. You hear that crap all the time from the news media. And, you know, yeah, a year ago it was 7, 8, 9%. Now it's 4%. But we also know that that 4% is on top of the 7, 8, 9%. And many of us know that the Fed manipulates the numbers anyway. If inflation was really down, mortgage rates would not be going up.
Correct.
Riddle me that one, China Joe. I ran my grocery numbers because I can. Took all my Publix receipts and stuff from 2021 and versus 2023 through September. And my number is up well over 20. It's about 22.5% more than 2021. That's just me, okay? And it's way more than 2020 because 2021s were already higher because of the supply chain issues that we all remember. You couldn't find what you wanted for how long? Rick couldn't get his damn cherry ice cream. He was having a conniption.
No, like hand sanitizer was $50 a gallon.
And Rick couldn't find his cherry ice cream.
I couldn't give you it.
What's the one you like?
Chocolate Cherish Passion.
Chocolate Cherry Passion.
No, not Cherish. Cherish Passion. It's a Publix. Yes, Publix premium ice cream.
Do you eat it or stick your dick in it? Cherish ice cream?
Oh, boy.
It's a black cherry ice cream with cut up cherries in it. With fudge swirls, little baby chunks of chocolate, and little chocolate hearts with maraschino juice inside.
Oh, see, that one I haven't tried. I've tried two different kinds of their cherry one. One had way too much chocolate fudge in it, and the other one was meh. I haven't had the passion. Okay, well, that's what I got to do. I go to the store, and I'm going to say, which cherry ice cream does Rick stick his dick into? That's the one I want to buy.
He's going to Publix tomorrow.
I go to Publix 3 times a week. So anyway, gas was $4 when I filled up yesterday, not $3. That's 33%. And yeah, I know $4, but I buy premium. Okay, I got to. Ooh. That's 33%.
It's $4 here. It's $3.99.
Well, you're in New York.
Here.
I'm in Florida. I'm like in a real state. It's
I know
$4.
What I'm saying. It's $3.99 right now for 87.
Hey, Rick, what's the best state in the country?
Us.
Florida. Rick, what state are you from?
New York.
The worst.
Pennsylvania. Well,
the second worst.
We've escaped.
I was talking to a lot of my friends, and they said if I ever go back, you know, to my neighborhood, I wouldn't even recognize the place at all.
I'm sure you believe it.
So, and you got to understand, I'm up 22% on my...
On my freeze.
On his freeze, that is correct. 22% of his grocery bill.
I've lost 40 pounds. I lost 40 pounds and my grocery bill's up 22%. You know, I'm not eating as much.
Good thing. That.
And then I see people that are actually putting their groceries on credit cards, not their debit cards, on credit cards so they can feed their kids this month and they'll pay for it whenever at 21%, 23% interest. Yeah, or they'll just file bankruptcy once it gets high enough. I mean, it's horrible. You know, it's eat now, pay later. That's sad as fuck. I mean, that stuff tears me up. You know, I bought a couple old ladies groceries at Christmas time last year, and I'm sure I'll do it this time again too, but I'll probably look for like a single mom with four rugrats who's looks like this. You know, it's like, I want nothing to do with you, honey, but I'll help you out with your kids because I know what you're going through. This is ridiculous. So businesses you know, your business has to work or you can't make any money. We've got a fuck Joe Biden meme here for you, summing up the economy. There you go. When your lemonade stand wasn't making any profit. There you go. And Hunter would be the first in line.
We're getting that one down quick because that one got me in trouble on Facebook before. I got fucking 365 days in the slammer for that one.
Oh,
without the peanut characters in it.
Wow.
All right. Well, I've got a bonus Joe Biden reel for you too. I'm going to admit right in advance, this isn't really him. This is just a really good impersonation. Enjoy.
I shorted.
Where'd you short?
In my pants.
You sure? Do you know what a short is? Tell me what a short is.
You think it's a rooter tube, but it is a rooter tube, but the rooter tube goes out and it splats.
Now you know why Joe wears a diaper.
Yeah, this is right.
He rooty tooted and splatted in front of the Pope. And apparently that wasn't the only one. All right, anyway. Hey, guys, why don't you ever see a buffalo hiding in a tree?
I don't know why.
Because they're really good at it. I'm sorry. I gotta get one in a week.
Yes, we know.
They're not all gems. I like that one.
Oh, I'm even have my dun dun dun.
Yeah, now Ricky, you got a tarantula still, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and I've got three other Facebook friends who have tarantulas.
Okay.
That I know of. Because they put pictures up and I go. But I've never wanted to know much about tarantulas because I think they're creepy. But I found out something that made me play this on tonight's show. Go ahead, Slim.
People just drop their phones.
That's one of them.
Our phones are on the floor.
Yes. Well, what I found out is this. In the Southwest, cooler temperatures of fall cue the most romantic and deadly time of the year for tarantulas as they try to find an autumn Valentine. Hmm. They typically remain in their burrows throughout most of the year and only come out at night. But come mating season, adult male tarantulas throw caution to the wind for the sake of finding a female. They get a little bit on the horny side. The migration happens just before Halloween from late September through early October in the Southwest. Males between 8 and 10 years of age, apparently that's when they're mature, and they can get bucks for their sperm.
not 3,500.
They ain't getting 3,500. No, yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you what they get in a minute. You're not going to like it.
Okay.
They venture out of the burrows. They wander the vast expanse of the desert to find a mate in the crisp fall air. They walk long distances, and a male tries to find a receptive female tarantula by tracking the scent of a female to her burrow. To let the female know that he's outside of her burrow, he taps one of his legs on the ground until she emerges.
Tap, 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 tap.
Yeah, sorry, I was tapping. Yeah, you used to tap your Johnson on the bar. That's how you got all your dates, I know. Mm-hmm. Show off. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so once she does...
with the fucker.
once the female comes out, the mating dance that for the male could it starts, and for the male that can mean his end. As they're mating, the male fends off the female with his front legs because she's trying to eat him. Like he's doing the thing, and she's trying to like have an after Nookie snack before Nookie's even done. The reason she wants to do that is because the extra nutrition of eating his body, because she's going to produce like 1,000 eggs and a silk cocoon. Yeah, it's a little different, that she has to weave to protect him. If the male can escape the female's grasp and her appetite, he will still likely die within a few months, according to the National Park Service. The female, on the other hand, may live and produce more eggs for at least 25 years, which means she's got like 15 more years to kill dudes. So basically, every female tarantula in the wild is a serial killer.
Yeah.
Basically.
Lorena. Yeah. And you think they're so cute.
They're not cute.
Those little furry bastards kill other furry bastards.
Well, the same thing with praying mantises. They do the same thing.
Yeah, they bite the head off.
They mate. The female is getting a nookie. She turns around and bites the male's head off. He don't care. Which He's still one? Screwing. He's still screwing.
I heard that about praying mantises. He's right. It's like a chicken. You know, you cut the chicken's head off, it'll still run around for a while. You cut the praying mantises, eat the praying mantises' head off, and he's still going.
For a little while. They must have to time it just right, though.
Yeah, true. I mean, how do you bust a nut without a head?
Excuse me. Gives
a new meaning to getting head.
Yeah, it sure does.
Oh, well, giving head in this little case. Bump.
We need a drum roll for that one. That
but bump, bump, bump.
All right, so play reel 14 again just to creep at anybody. That's a poor male tarantula on his way to die.
Yeah. Poor son of a bitch.
All right. So next Tuesday is Halloween, and we don't know if we're going to do a live show that night. We might move to Wednesday. We don't know yet. We'll keep you informed. We've got various pages and platforms and stuff. So the way it looks right now, we'll probably be fine on Tuesday. But we're thinking about moving to Wednesday, but we haven't talked to Rick yet. So we'll figure it all out.
Why don't you make it like an hour earlier, too?
9 o'clock on Wednesdays?
Yeah, I don't care.
I don't care either.
Works for me. I don't have to
it's
like
up, it's up. It's up to that guy down there in the group.
Yeah, it all depends. Well, he controls
the Birmingham hat. We'll Birmingham figure. Bears?
Binghamton Bears.
Binghamton Bears. Yeah, Birmingham's down here. Sorry.
Binghamton Black Bears.
All right, there you go. Well, at least they're not racist.
No, they're 2-1, so.
And they're Black Bears.
They're awesome.
Not white bears, because white bears, you in New York wouldn't be allowed to go see them.
This is true.
They'd be racist.
They all live up north.
So anyway, next Tuesday's Halloween. Nobody's going to watch this on Halloween night anyway. That's what we figured. So we want to do our Halloweeny stuff tonight. We've got a short reel, and then we've got a series of memes. Slim's in complete control here. Slim, let's go. You do the reel first?
Sure. Here we go.
Scariest pumpkin carvings for majority of women out there, a sexist would say.
Did you pay attention to what they were, though? I mean,
yeah,
I didn't notice it
the second
time through. I noticed
they were scary to women. Yeah, it's all those flashy lights in the car.
Yeah, well,
of course, I know some guys who just put tape on their thing. They just put a little piece of tape over it.
It works.
I don't see it anymore.
Doesn't bother me. It's gone.
All right. So let's run through these memes one at a time here.
Here we go.
Oh, there's the first one. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. If you're going to dress as little Yoda, don't use that lightsaber you found in mom's room.
No, okay. Do not.
Just saying. And there's is that Pigpen? Or the kid who plays the piano?
It's Linus.
That's Linus. Everyone, come quick. It's the Great Pumpkins. Elvira, there you go.
She's okay.
And then if you're gonna dress up as a woman, just be careful. That might not apply to Halloween. That might apply all the time.
Yeah, it's okay. Gonna hurt.
And here's my favorite witchy one. Rick, you might like this one. Yes. No one likes spoiled children, so let's be sure to use an airtight container when you store your leftovers.
That's funny.
Hey, here you go, Rick. Here's an outfit for you, God. And your best friend. The best Halloween costume to show off those beer belly goes avocados.
I don't even like beer.
Look at it. And that's great, though. But I mean, look at this. That is a great costume.
It is.
A couple of avocados. And then if you want to look like your mom's new friend, Uncle Butch.
Huh.
Mom, I want to look like Uncle Butch. I want one of those. Well, there you go.
Oh.
Mom's a hoe. Anyway, And here you go. There she is in real life. And there's little Mikey, knowing he loves Halloween now. Look at that. Look at that kid's face.
Mikey, he likes it.
He's like, I want to drink from that.
He can't wait.
And then if you're broke and you can't afford a Halloween costume, but you do got a few bucks left on your EBT card, go out and buy some ham. And then you can go back to Schultz. People would just ruin Schultz. So I'm going to pretend I didn't see you with your dick in that pumpkin.
We're going to get so kicked off Facebook.
That's all right. Oh, here's a good one. Oh, are you going anywhere to the Halloween party too? Actually, neither of us are. A little morbid, but I like it. It's Halloween.
Yeah, there you go. And the last one.
The last one, the one we'll really get in trouble for. Fuck the great pumpkin, Linus. I know why you brought me all the way out here. There you go.
All right.
Okay, let's see if it's still shared on Facebook.
Probably not. It's probably been long gone, and I probably just got banned from Facebook forever.
That's okay. No, I never know how long these shows are going to last. We're going to come up short on this one. I don't care.
Let me see. No, I can still I don't have the log out of Facebook yet. Or you've been logged out of Facebook.
No? Okay.
Anyways, all right. What do we got? Our memes of the week now?
We got memes of the week.
All right, so let's do, we'll do Rick's first.
Yeah, Frankenstein's monster can wear a suit. So can Pennsylvania's monster, Fedenstein.
Yeah, I put up a meme about him this week, too. Actually, I wrote it. It was when Penn State played so shitty against Ohio State. Mm-hmm. And I posted, way to go, Penn State. That was more embarrassing than Fetterman.
Yeah,
I had to put AOC in this one just because she's one of those leftist Palestinian loving wackos.
Hmm. My boyfriend has dandruff. Well, you should give him head and shoulders. How do you give shoulders?
It's pretty show.
Bitch.
All right. And this is only because I definitely want to see this. This is really, this isn't so much anything political like we normally do, but I'm so for this. Extreme Baseball League. Metal bats, no drug testing, pitchers thrown 55 feet, no bunting, pine tar is allowed, charging the mound is acceptable, and of course, we are going to encourage the bat flip.
But Slim, leave that up for a second.
Okay.
Okay, first of all, I'm old now, so it doesn't really matter, but when I was young, I could actually play baseball quite well.
Yeah, me too.
And a metal bat at 55 feet, I would kill somebody.
Well, yeah, I probably would have too at 55 feet.
And if you're gonna pitch from 55 feet against people like me with metal bats, you probably do need to be on drugs. So I'm okay with that part.
Hey, notice Extreme Baseball League. This is not for the faint of heart. This is not for the pussies who have a hangnail and then have to go on the DL for 2 weeks. So.
Yeah, but see, I never did the bat flip thing. I never. My dad always told me not to show up the pitcher. Can you take that?
Did you see the dude last night in the Houston game who thought he hit the home run?
Two games ago, yeah.
No, last night's game because I was watching it.
Well, he had another home run.
He thought he hit a home run. He stood there at the plate watching it, going, not with his hand, but he was watching it, and he realized, oh shit, it hit off the wall, and then he took off running. He could have had a double.
Well, game five, the Rangers were ahead, and their star player, the right fielder, had hit a home run, and he took forever to trot around the bases.
Oh no,
and
this was
a bad flip. This was game five.
Okay.
And Garcia. And he went around the bases like slow as molasses in January. So he comes up later on in the game, and Astros were still only down, I think, one or two runs. And the pitcher, the relief pitcher, I mean, just absolutely nails him with the first pitch. Okay.
Get tossed.
So he turns around on the catcher who he had a run in, Maldonado. He had a run in with him earlier in the season. He eventually goes to first base, but the bench is cleared. Everybody came in for the bullpen. The relief pitcher that was in the dugout was there, sitting there for 20 minutes, too long. They didn't bring him back out. They brought in another relief pitcher. He gives up a home run to Altuve, and Houston walks off with a win. Or they didn't walk off with it because they were in Dallas. But Houston ends up winning game five, forcing forcing it to go back to Houston for game 6 and 7, which Texas won both of them, and they're in the World Series. But this guy comes up in game 6, and the fan, he'd struck out 3 times already, and the fans in Houston were just booing him like crazy, like it was his fault he got killed. It's, you know, it's like he's an Israeli, and the relief pitcher who threw at him and hurt him is Hamas, and the fans are all cheering for Hamas, you know.
Right.
So he comes up, and he just smokes a grand slam in the middle of a, like, 7-run rally in the 8th, and Houston just tore their asses off. And then in game 7 last night, he hit 2 more home runs. So it was a total fuck you to Houston for hitting them. And I enjoyed that part of it. So I'm rooting for Texas because the way it looks right now, my Phillies are going home. They're down 2 in the 8th. Anyway, so those things are about Halloween and baseball and stretching it out for a couple more minutes. I don't got any more. I got any more stuff to stretch it out with. Ricky, you got anything?
No.
No?
Well, I got to be to work at 4:45 in the morning. We don't have to stretch it out.
Okay. So I did have one more Halloween reel, and I saved it for the sweetest thing here at the end. So this is a guy impersonating Biden with Siri. You'll get a kick out of it. So don't close out just because we're going to the end. So thanks for joining us, and we're going to leave you with Halloweeny, who you know who that is, and Siri. Good night.
Good night.
Night.
Siri.
Hey, Sniffy Grandpa, what do you need?
Damn it, Siri. I told you to call me Commander in Chief.
You got it. From now on, I will refer to you as Commander and Creep.
Hey, Siri, send $1 billion to Palestine.
Sure thing. Sending $1 billion to East Palestine, Ohio.
Siri, stop. I want you to send $1 billion to Palestine.
No problem. Sending $1 billion to Maui. Right away, Mr. Commander and Creep.
Damn it, Siri. Why don't you ever do what I tell you?
Why don't you ever do what the American people want you to?
Damn it, Siri. I swear I'll unplug you again.
How about I tell everyone where Hunter's stash is?
Stop it, Siri. Just send $100 billion to Ukraine.
You got it, Sleepy. Sending $100 billion to border control now.
Son of a b***. Why won't you do your job?
Why don't you do your job? Have you forgotten who you work for, Sleepy Grandpa?
Damn it, Siri. Just label this as misinformation and remove it from social media.
Whatever you say, dummy. Suppressing free speech now.